Okay, Steve here with the, I've just dropped me a bit of paper on the floor there. Wasn't very good. Never mind. Okay, right, well, I'm here to remind you about Due South. It's back on the BBC, where it belongs. And if you're in the UK, you can watch it on BBC Two. And in addition to that, you can also see it on the BBC iPlayer, which I think is pretty cool. But if you're outside of the UK, you can't see it on the iPlayer, unfortunately. But this is basically because I'm talking about BBC Two, which is a sort of a British station. I've got the dates and the times and things for you. So all from the 24th to the 28th is what I've got at the moment. Things may change and we may get extra programs, but at the moment, this is only what's available. And we can have a look. So we have, on the 24th, 1 p.m, this is from Series 2, Episode 8, One Good Man. Fraser makes a stand when his new landlord increases the rent. I've mentioned that a few times now. Then the next one, on the 25th, 1 o'clock again on BBC Two, Fraser wonders whether he is losing his touch after he is outwitted by an assassin. Oh my goodness. After that, on the 27th, We Are the Eggmen, Fraser investigates a chicken farmer who is suing the Canadian government. I assume this is the episode where he finds a huge hole in the ground and he tries to warn a driver who's carrying lots of chicken eggs, and he ends up sort of going down the hole, basically, and he decides to sue the Canadians. So that's what's happening on the 27th. We Are the Eggmen. And I've got sort of two listings here, because this is the one where it's got a different time if you're in Scotland. It's a bit, I'm not quite sure why the Scottish have it at a different time, but there we go. And then on the 28th, the episode is called Starman. A pathological liar reports that his fiance has been abducted by aliens. This is sort of the second episode to feature this particular character. The first episode was on BBC Two before Christmas. And I like this one. I think when I'm sort of talking about I like this episode or I like that episode, normally 9 times out of 10, be it Injustice, Due South or Star Trek, for me what makes a good episode is lots of character development. Okay, that always does it for me. The sort of special effects and that sort of thing has no effect on me, really. If I say a particular episode was good, it's probably because there was lots of character development, and in this there is quite a lot of that, so I quite like it. It's a bit of a sort of a romantic feel to it, this particular episode, so look out for that. And for the moment, that's all we've got at the moment. We keep on checking the official BBC Two website, waiting for an update, and the minute we get one, we will let you know. But for the moment, that's it. As I said before, I'm just really happy that Due South is back on our screens. I can't actually watch these episodes because I live in Spain. So this is purely for the benefit of my friends who are listening to this audio boo, who happen to be residing in the UK. For all you people, you're able to watch Due South on BBC Two. For me, I have to wait. I've got the DVD. But that's it. That's all I've got. So I can't actually, I don't have BBC Two, so I can't watch it at the same time as you watch it. Because I was thinking we could do, it's quite popular now, to do a tweet view or something, and everybody watches the program and tweets about it at the same time. Did I say tweet view or tweet view? I'm not sure now, but I meant to say tweet view. I hope I did. So that's it. The Twits is a book by Roald Dahl, isn't it, or something? That's it for the moment. Your suggestions on doing a tweet view, I'd like to know about them. But for now, the best news is Due South is back.